A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 31 to 42. Then the people again picked up stones to throw at him. Jesus said to them, "I have done many good deeds in your presence, which the Father gave me to do. For which one of these do you want to stone me?" They replied, "We do not want to stone you because of any good deeds, but because of your blasphemy. You are only a man, but you are trying to make yourself God." Jesus answered, "It is written in your own law that God said, 'You are gods.' We know that what the scripture says is true forever, and God called those people gods, the people to whom his message was given. As for me, the Father chose me and sent me into the world. How then can you say that I blaspheme because I said that I am the Son of God? Do not believe me, then, if I am not doing the things my Father wants me to do. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, you could at least believe my deeds in order that you may know once and for all that the Father is in me, and that I am in the Father." Once more they tried to seize Jesus, but he slipped out of their hands. Jesus then went back across the River Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing, and he stayed there. Many people came to him. John performed no miracles, they said, but everything he said about this man was true, and many people there believed in him. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we are beginning the last week before Good Friday. Our Lenten pilgrimage is fast approaching the death and resurrection of Jesus. So during this last phase of our journey, the Gospel of John invites us to ponder deeply the reality of who Jesus is, the one who says, "I am." As we ponder what is happening in our hearts in response to Jesus, the "I am," let us allow what touches us to reveal its meaning. We, like Mary, allow a sword to pierce our hearts. Reflecting on the readings from John's Gospel, I am finding my heart pierced by all the stoning, and yet also by the oneness of Jesus and God, his Abba. Listening to the readings this week, I have been very aware of how often in John's Gospel we see the enemy wanting to take up stones to crucify the one who frustrates them and their plans. Chapter 8 began with the woman taken in adultery and the teachers of the law wanting to stone her. We saw Jesus bending down beside her in her vulnerability. Somehow the proverb, "People in glass houses should not throw stones," came to my mind, meaning you should not criticize others for having the same fault as you have. Jesus knew that those wanting to throw the first stone were just as capable of the same fault. When I was a child or young person and would criticize or condemn another, my mother would repeat very lovingly this proverb, which would make me ask myself the question, "So what are my faults? What are my weaknesses?" As I said earlier, reflecting on John's Gospel, this image of people picking up stones to throw at Jesus has pierced my heart. We have many images in our media of angry mobs throwing stones at their victims, and at the sight of such violence, we feel immense pain. At the end of chapter 8 in John's Gospel, when Jesus told the authorities, "I am telling you the truth, I am," they could not cope, so picked up stones to throw at him, and that time Jesus disappeared from them. Now again in today's Gospel, when Jesus says, "The Father and I are one," the people pick up stones to throw at him. He asks his opponents, for which of his good deeds do they want to stone him? They reply that he is blaspheming because he wants to make himself God. Jesus then goes on to say that he wants them to know once and for all that he, the Father, is in him and he is in the Father. They are one. This is the other reality that pierces my heart. However, this is a piercing of joy rather than of pain, just knowing that Jesus and his Abba are one. It is this oneness, this union, that gives Jesus all the strength and courage to be who he is, to speak the truth in love, as he challenges many untruths. We all know that we can speak the truth in love if we are in a deep relationship ourselves with Jesus or with another human being. Somehow that awareness of being at one with another gives us the confidence we need. And we see Jesus constantly in communion with his Abba in prayer, knowing he is never alone, knowing everything he does is in union with the Beloved. Joy and pain go together, the cross and the crown, strength and weakness, life and death, all are one. Jesus and God are one. So when the heart of Jesus is pierced, when our hearts are pierced, we know that this suffering leads to life, death to resurrection. Jesus bowed down beside the woman when her opponents want to stone her, is about to be the Jesus, the I Am, lifted on high, who knows he is the I Am, with arms outstretched, embracing all people, even those who want to stone him. So let us keep this Jesus, this one who is I Am. This one, this Jesus who is one with God. Let us keep our eyes fixed on him during these next days as we approach the sacred Triduum, those three sacred days of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, preparing for the resurrection of Jesus. And let us, with Mary, whose heart was pierced, prepare to stand at the foot of the cross on Good Friday with her. Blessings on this last phase of your Lenten pilgrimage.